Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Craig Hoffman here. Super producer Anthony Haney. There, talking to you about the Commanders in a few minutes. Vibe check Tuesday question that you can start pondering. Who's the most important Commander not named Jaden Daniels? That's going to be our poll question today. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Anthony, I have a pop quiz for you. I'll even make it multiple choice, A or B. Was Tyrese Haliburton, and by the way, the answer is not a trick question. Zero is not the answer to this. Was Tyrese Haliburton plus or minus in the second half yesterday? Plus, as in the Indiana Pacers outscored the Oklahoma City Thunder when he was on the floor, or minus they got outscored?
I'm going to say he was a plus because it was fairly close. And at the end of the game, he wasn't in. So I'm going to say plus when he was on the court.
They were a plus +3 with Tyrese Haliburton in the second half.
Okay.
Yesterday. And to me, watching that game live, that felt fairly obvious. Now, that is not to say that Tyrese Haliburton played well, nevertheless, well enough to be a superstar on a championship winning team. Like whatever that means, whatever, however nebulous that is, however silly the superstar conversation is, like, no definition of it fits what Tyrese Haliburton did yesterday. But Tyrese Haliburton, the idea that he needed to come out so that TJ McConnell could come in and close that game. Could McConnell have been out there? Absolutely. Would I have put him out there for Andrew Nembhard, potentially, based off what Nembhard was doing, who also had zero field goals made and had 4 turnovers in the second half alone yesterday? I can make that argument. Obviously, then you're having a loss defensively against SGA. You have to deal with that, but you got to make choices. But watching the game yesterday, it doesn't match up with the conversation about Haliburton. What makes Indiana special is the way they play. The entire engine of how they play is Haliburton. And when Haliburton was out there, the pace was still their pace. He was rebounding the ball at a high level. And his assists, like he still had, I think, 4 assists in the second half. So 8 assists for a game is not a bad day at the office. And so, well, yes, his inability to make, nevertheless, get off a shot is a huge issue. And I want to talk about why I think that happened in a second. The idea that he was some bane on the Pacers' existence, that it's the worst finals performance by a point guard or a star or a player in league history, like some of these absolute, just insert your insult here, that talk about this sport for a living because they can't help themselves. That is wrong. It's incorrect. It's not supported by the film. It's not supported by the data. It's not supported by logic. It's ridiculous. He didn't lose his aggressiveness. He couldn't get past Lu Dort. And that to me is the thing. This injury is particularly harmful for Halliburton, who is not elite at getting his shot off. He does the bouncy, jerky, herky-derky, you know, bit. He's bopping all over the place. And for a guy who has that style, who's quick and twitchy, a calf injury is pretty debilitating. And so if he loses 10 to 20% of his quickness, he goes from a guy that struggles to get a shot off but does it in the unorthodox way that he does to a guy who literally can't get a shot off. And that was a problem because it put him in a bind a couple of times. It created a couple of turnovers. It meant that at times where he should have taken a shot, he's swinging the ball to Nembhard. Now Nembhard's got to create. That leads to his turnovers. Same thing for Siakam. So there's a trickle-down effect that is hurtful and harmful to his team. And in a game where they're floating in that 10 to ultimately down to 2-point margin, if they even get 15 points from Tyrese Halliburton in this game, Indiana's got a great, great shot at winning. So I am by no means dismissing the importance of Tyrese Halliburton scoring as someone who has talked all series long about his aggression to score specifically. However, you take him out of the game and they cease to become the thing that makes them great. And all the other players, while there's a trickle down that's negative, there's a bigger trickle down that's positive by him being in there. And I thought that was plainly obvious watching yesterday, and I have not heard anybody talk about that today, especially amongst the bigger shows on four-letter networks and other places where talking heads talk about basketball unintelligently.
I feel like the point you made is valid, but I think when you think about how successful the Pacers have been when Tyrese Halliburton is scoring and is able to score, how drastically that looks than, you know, what we saw yesterday. So I think that's what a lot more, I guess,
but that analysis is lazy, because what's the alternative? And I realize that for some, it's, I can't believe you got to put TJ McConnell back in there late.
I mean, they end up going to him late, McConnell.
Yeah, and like, I'm fine with putting in McConnell for some of that fourth quarter, some more of that fourth quarter. But also that means taking a guy who makes, like, if you're doing the McConnell for Halliburton substitution, you are now losing the engine. Like, some of I'm going to look this up real quick. Some of McConnell's most productive minutes in that game, I'm pretty sure came with Halliburton on the floor. Like, they played a good amount together, and Tyrese was like, hey man, go to work. But at Halliburton's ability to kind of conduct, and this is the thing, right? Because I heard Stephen A. On the Hoop Collective post-game show, which was Brian Windhorst and Amon Shumpert, and Bontemps eventually got in there. And I thought Stephen A. made, I'm going to say it, I thought Stephen A. made a really good point. I thought he came to the wrong conclusion, which is kind of my point, which is you have guys like Nembhard who can handle the ball, Nesmith who can handle the ball, that can make a play out of a pick and roll, that can create a shot, right? Siakam as well. Siakam was awesome for the first three quarters and then kind of fell apart in the fourth, specifically offensively. A couple of turnovers and just seemed out of control, in part because Oklahoma City's defense was great. But the point Stephen A. made that was correct was none of those guys are point guards. None of those guys manage the game in the way that Tyrese manages the game. And I thought, despite the fact that he couldn't score, despite the fact that it was impossible for him to get a shot off, that he still managed the game at a high level. And I think the difference is, if you take him off the floor, now, who's Lu Dort guarding? Is he guarding McConnell? And if he is TJ getting to the rim the way he was against insert backup guard here? All due respect to Cason Wallace, who was also very good yesterday. Multiple steals, hit a couple of threes, was a huge part of that second quarter run. But, like, he was also a huge part of TJ McConnell getting Indiana back in that game. Lu Dort is not getting torched by TJ McConnell. And so the matchups change. And so to pretend it's as simple as, oh, if you had put TJ in, does he get the same production he got in the second quarter? No, that's not how the sport works. And so it's finding the balance of, okay, we have three guys. We need Tyrese's game management and his pace. We need TJ's ability to get legitimate penetration and score, because Tyrese isn't. and we need Nembhard's defense on SGA. And clearly, Carlisle didn't get it right because they lost. But my question would be, what's the right combo of those three things where they would have won? And I don't know that that actually existed last night, which gets back to why I wanted to start the show talking about the Thunder, because I don't know how Indiana beats them yesterday. Because unless you can magically fix Tyrese Halliburton's ankle, like the way you beat them is Halley scores. That wasn't on the table for him yesterday. And taking him off the floor just because of that didn't necessarily make you that much better.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
To answer the question, I mean, it was a four-point game in the fourth quarter yesterday. Like, McConnell and the second unit, they did a great job, you know, cutting it, like, real close. I think when we get to the fourth quarter, that's when all those turnovers that you started talking about, where Tyrese can't get by Lu Dort, so he's, you know, sending it off to Nembhard, who gets stuck forcing up a bad shot, or Siakam or Turner. Like, that's when those turnovers start to happen, and then that's when the Thunder go on to, you know, create the separation that they needed in order to, you know, put the game out of reach kind of thing. So I think both things can be true to an extent. I think Halliburton could have managed the game very well, but I think those turnovers in the fourth quarter when the game was close, I think sort of kind of hurt them.
Of course it hurt them. But I think the difference is, like, pretending like all that stuff was going to continue to me is kind of silly. Because, yes, it got down to a 4, maybe even a 2-point game at one point. But Indiana made a run, and that came on the heels of an OKC run. And, like, that's the NBA. It's a game of runs. And ultimately, that run was probably going to stop. And OKC made theirs because it was their turn, their time to make a run. As for McConnell yesterday, he played the most minutes with Mathurin, and they were a plus 5. Second most with Bradley, or sorry, most with Mathurin, they were a plus 5. He was even when he was on the floor with Siakam and Nembhard. He was a minus 5 on the floor with Toppin. And then plus 4 with Turner, plus 2 with Halliburton.
Do you think McConnell has played better this series than Halliburton?
No.
Okay.
He's had better scoring in these short bunches, but, like, that goes to the expectations. I mean,
he's not also playing a lot, though, Craig. He's playing, like, 16 minutes a game, 17 minutes
look,
a game.
TJ's been great, but, like, I think this is where people get super mixed up. Like, TJ, Richard Jefferson said this last night on the broadcast. Well, how has this guy never been a starter? Because when he becomes a starter, he's not as good because he has to play against starters. TJ is one of the best back, like, he's probably one of the best 25 point guards in the league. And in that way, he should be a starter. But if you can get the 21st best point guard to be your backup, now he's great as a backup because he's playing against backups. You get him out there against starters, he's out there getting guarded by Lu Dort, that he's not scoring 18. He's not doing that stuff. But even last night, I mean, Halliburton's got 7 rebounds, 6 assists. McConnell, 4-4, 18 points. Like, yeah, last night, TJ McConnell, definitely better than Tyrese Haliburton. Over the course of the series,
he had the one game where he had 5 assists, 5 steals, 10 points. He had another. I mean, the only reason I asked you that is because a lot of people were pushing for McConnell to, you know, get put back in the game and maybe ride his coattail since, you know, Halliburton's hurt. So, and the fact that he had a good game yesterday, like, and I mean,
look, they might have to do that. They might have to. But what I'm telling you is, yesterday, if there was a guy that I'm taking out of the lineup yesterday based off how he was playing yesterday, because all you can do is play the game in front of you, in the second half, it was Nembhard, not Haliburton. But people want to crush Haliburton for his lack of scoring, which was their take going into the game, and then he has a putrid scoring game. I'm not saying that's not a big factor. And again, it was a huge problem. But I think still with that, Haliburton was a net positive for them in the second half, which is after halftime when he's reevaluating. Nembhard, not the same situation. And again, that's a risk you have to be willing to take because of the defense that he's played on SGA. But at the end of the day, like, Nembhard's doing a great job on SGA, and he's averaging like 30 a game in the finals. He's making them work. It's hard. I don't know that anyone else would be doing better, but it is definitely, when you dive into the numbers, and I think, frankly, if you watch the games, it's more complicated and convoluted than that. All right, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. When we get back, your calls, 301-230-0980, as we switch gears and talk Commanders here on the show and ask a simple question. This is a good Vibe Check Tuesday question that Anthony popped to me earlier today. And actually, I popped this, Anthony, we did a mailbag episode of Take Command this morning. And I was like, Logan, I have a question from Anthony in D.C. So we talked about it on Take Command, too. Who's the most important non-Jaden Daniels commander? 301-230-0980. We chop it up with you next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.